Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, now globally ranked and listened to in more than 30 countries worldwide. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, a disabled entrepreneur, independent publisher of books that matter, and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com. Following the incredible success of our recent book launch with Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations, which you can now buy on Amazon, wherever you live, becoming an international bestseller in 6 countries, Soulful Valley are launching another important book collaboration for 2022. Entangled No More, Women Who Broke Free from Toxic Relationships Building Their Own Empires, is a book to help educate people around the subject of toxic relationships. We will be sharing stories about how we healed beyond toxic relationships in romantic relationships with family members, bosses, friends, the toxic relationship with money, and the most important of all, the toxic relationship with the self. If you are a holistic coach or healer who would like to join us in this book collaboration and become a best-selling author, you can find more by visiting soulfulvalley.com and click on the page Entangled No More.
You've got to love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Because nothing's going to work out until you do.
Tammy Gowan is a self-love and happiness coach for highly sensitive people. As a HSP, she knows firsthand what it's like to feel misunderstood, unaccepted, overwhelmed, and needing to be fixed. She's felt the self-loathing and shame and struggled in relationships and felt totally incapable of dealing with the atrocities of life. And in spite of it all, she learned how to thrive, how to love herself and embrace and enjoy her sensitivities and all that life has to offer. Tammy helps other highly sensitive people to reframe their pasts, let go of old beliefs and patterns that keep them stuck, and develop coping strategies and a deep sense of self-acceptance and self-love. Using her degree in counselling psychology, her certifications in EFT, tapping, and heart math meditation, and other meditation and mindfulness practices and energy healing techniques, she guides HSPs towards realising their superpower. She loves witnessing their aha moments as they gain new self-awareness and understanding and embrace their sensitive journeys. Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, Tammy.
Hello, it's so good to be here.
Tammy is one of our authors in Evolving on Purpose. Tammy, can you share with our listeners what it is that you do and how you ended up in this book?
Well, I consider myself a holistic life coach, a self-love and happiness coach for highly sensitive people. And, you know, the path to the book actually was pretty organic. I had people telling me, oh, you need to do more with your writing, and oh, you really need to tell your story. And I kept thinking, well, you know, it's my story, you know, whatever, not a big deal. But I kept hearing that. And then I kept seeing things, of course, pop up in my feed on everything. And then I got a message from you, and I thought, what, okay, what's the universe saying, right? Listen to this, so I'll check it out. But I, you know, it took a couple days to look at it. And then of course, by the time I saw that and I said, oh, this is speaking to me. And now I have like 5 days for the initial cutoff, right? It's like, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? But yeah, so everything just kind of, you know, all the paths were converging, and there it was, and it just seemed like an amazing opportunity to get my word out. I mean, always trying to get as many people as possible to understand high sensitivity and, you know, what that is, and how it can be a great thing, and it doesn't have to be something to hold you back, and just like, you know, spreading that word as much as possible. So this seemed like the perfect opportunity for that.
Absolutely. Can you share a bit about what your chapter touches on, what story you share without giving away too much of it?
Yeah, it's about my journey as a sensitive person, highly sensitive person, but not being aware that that was something that anybody else shared, you know, that it was just my journey of finding myself beyond what I'd already discovered through all of my own, you know, personal work. Once I recognized that I had this trait that a lot of other people do, and it just helped me reframe my whole life until that point. And it really shifted what I do with my clients once I became aware of that as well. So it's, you know, it just discussing, sharing that journey of self-discovery and an understanding, and how I learned to help others through that same journey so that they can realize just this, what I call a superpower of being, you know, highly sensitive, showing how that doesn't have to be this huge challenge and limitation only. It can be an amazing thing. And that's my story.
And how do you work with clients?
In my coaching program, I incorporate a kind of a typical coaching focus, I suppose you'd say, just chatting about what's not working, but what's working as well, and shifting toward more of the what's working, of course, using a lot of techniques, exercises, things like that for self-discovery and understanding. Along with that, I incorporate a lot of my background is pretty broad. So I bring in energy work, you know, cranial sacral therapy and chakra balancing and things like that for those that fits with. But I also am an EFT practitioner, or tapping. So I incorporate that quite a lot as well. And then even back when I was a counselor before I shifted into other things and found my way back to coaching, I focused a lot on self-care and what we consider mindfulness nowadays. Back then, yeah, it wasn't really termed that, but helping, you know, develop a lot of coping strategies. One of the things with highly sensitives is we tend to get overwhelmed very easily, and it's really important to calm the nervous system. So I work a lot with making sure that everyone has a really big, you know, well-rounded toolbox to mitigate those as well. So kind of just incorporating all of those things, but really looking at changing mindset, self-talk, beliefs that we've had, you know, throughout our entire life that just are blocking us, not helping us at all. So focusing a lot on shifting those thought patterns.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially those subconscious beliefs that hold us all back. And I know EFT has been the tool that's really shifted me. So I've been a mindfulness coach for years, but there was stuff going on subconsciously that was totally different to how I felt consciously. It held me back for a long time. So it's probably the best tools out of all of the modalities that I trained in that I really use and encourage other people to use as well. It's really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tammy, a question I like to ask my guests is, what would you go back and tell your 20-year-old self now?
My 20-year-old self. I would tell her that all of the things that you think are quirky or that need to be changed or fixed or that is wrong with you is not how you see it at all. That those are unique qualities of you that can be reinforced and expanded and seen in a totally different light so that they can actually help you on your way, on your journey, and that you're an amazing, unique being that needs to be celebrated and not changed.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I like that question.
Well, I use that question because I came across some letters last year that I'd written when I was 20, and I realized how depressed I was when I was 20. So it's sort of a question I like to ask people. because I know, you know, I'd have a lot of advice to give my 20-year-old self now. It's a good question. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share today?
I think, you know, without giving away too much, I like to share everything I can, of course, about high sensitivity. And so it's something that's, you know, researched. There's a lot of background, a lot of data. And it shows that about 20, maybe even as high as 30 with the recent research, percent of the population is highly sensitive. But in my experience, a very small percentage of that, of those folks actually are aware of the trait. They know they're highly sensitive, not an issue. They've known that their whole lives, but knowing that there's others like them out there, I think that's one of the most important pieces, is that validation and normalizing of that piece. So I would say, you know, if there's anyone who's thinking that, you know, how high sensitivity, what does that mean? And they want to find out more for themselves, you know, do search it, research it, find out as much as you can to help with that validation. But also if you know someone else, your child or your partner or anyone else that that might have a high sensitivity, learning more about that on their behalf can help you understand that person, you know, that much better and how to be supportive. So I would just say, just, you know, find out as much as you can and see if that's a fit, if that's something that, you know, you're experiencing or someone that you know, and just get as much information as possible so that it's validated and normalized. And it just makes all the difference in the world. The day that I learned, oh, this is a trait, this is something that everyone else, or not everyone, 20% of the population experiences similar to myself, my whole life changed. I mean, it was this huge aha moment where I finally felt like, oh, I'm part of, I do have a tribe. I do have community out there that understands me. And it's just a huge, huge piece. So super important for anyone who's feeling like, you know, their emotions are kind of always going crazy or get really overwhelmed with life and just feel super sensitive, or you hear that all, you know, your whole life, you're so sensitive, you're too sensitive. Check it out, see if that's something that fits with you, because knowing that, that it's not just you, game changer.
Absolutely. And I think as well that most of us in the book can probably relate to being highly sensitive. I think it's been mentioned in a few chapters. So you're definitely not alone. And reading this book, you're going to find out how other people have overcome these gifts of life, really.
Right. Yeah, our superpower.
Yeah, definitely. So where can people find you?
The easiest place, if people are familiar with Linktree, you can go to Linktree and just type in my name, TAMMYGOEN. And then I have a whole list of resources, my website, you know, social media. I've got some, you know, resource for stress reduction recommendations. And then there's a free guide for communicating with non-highly sensitive people. And you can read, you know, connect with my blog, because I have, you know, lots of blog posts regarding healthy ideas in general, but also specific to highly sensitives. So that's the best place, because then you have the choice of all the resources.
And we'll share that in the show notes. But also you'll be able to connect with Tammy when the book goes out, because there'll be links to every author in the book in their biographies. Thank you so much for today, Tammy.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for doing this amazing project, and I'm very excited to be part of it.
You're very welcome. Bye for now.
See ya. Thanks. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to
trust your intuition now. Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.